Anyway, I called to ask if you were interested in assisting me in the discovery of a new drug I brought back from South America.
It's more of an emotional reaction. It's kind of hard to describe. It's like a high. It's oh God!
I think this is going to be an interesting experience, Jim. It's kind of like playing a witch doctor for a night.
Paul Mack Productions brings you Obliteration. It will transport you into another world.
Pardon me. If you're not too busy, would you mind fixing me a cup of coffee?
How come you're always such a fussy young man? Don't want no Captain Crunch, don't want no Raisin Bran. Well, don't you know that other kids are starving in Japan? So eat it, just eat it. Don't wanna argue, I don't wanna debate. Don't wanna hear about what kind of food you hate. You won't get no dessert till you clean up your plate. So eat it. Don't you tell me you're full, just eat it.
Food is delicious, isn't it, Professor?
Oh, very good. Never tasted better.
These dishes come entirely from my ocean kitchen. There's nothing here of the earth.
How remarkable.
This tastes like veal. The flavor deceives you. It is fillet of sea snake.
I suppose this is lamb then.
It is brisket of blowfish with sea squirt dressing, basted in barnacles. The cream is, of course, milk from the giant sperm whale.
Nothing here is fit to eat.
Just eat it. You better listen, better do what you're told. You haven't even touched your tuna casserole. You better chow down, or it's gonna get cold. So eat it. I don't care if you're full, just eat it.
Help me. Help me.
Don't you make me repeat it. Have a banana, have a whole bunch. It doesn't matter what you had for lunch. Just eat it, eat it, eat it, eat it. Eat it, eat it, eat it, eat it.
I brought you some hard-boiled eggs and some nuts.
Now, you know I can't eat hard-boiled eggs and nuts. If you wanted to bring me something, why didn't you bring me a box of candy?
They cost too much.
Well, what has that got to do with it?
You didn't pay me for the last box I brought you.
Hi, you're on the line. You know the movie line? 761-3330.
And now, our host, Paul Mack.
If it's getting cold, reheat it. Have a big dinner, have a light snack. It doesn't matter if you send it back. Just eat it, eat it. Get yourself an egg and beat it. Have some more chicken, have some more pie. It doesn't matter if it's boiled or fried. Just eat it, eat it. Don't you make me repeat it. I am now singing, there is no song. What is the problem? I'm going wrong. And,
hi, gang. This is Paul Mack. And, you know, I was getting so into my little intro there. The intro music is now over, and we have to begin again. Yes. Yeah. Music. Wait, slow down there. Oops. Let's try again, shall we? Down. Hey.
Shit.
Don't say that word on my line. Wait a minute. What's it? What's the matter here? Down. wonderful thing. Hello and welcome to the Movie Line for the week of March 11th through the 15th, 1984. Dave, what are you so excited about? Me?
Heck no. I didn't really expect to come down except for these brownies Christy made. What did she put in them?
I don't know, but you can come back next week. Gang, we're continuing the Academy Award nominations this week. Also, nobody won the Casio credit card calculator. And stay tuned, we're announcing a special guest at the end of the tape that will be with us next week. And here we go!
This is Dave Canoga Park, and at 7:13, Saturday a.m., I'm calling in regards to a movie which I saw Thursday evening on none other than the Movie Channel. Yes, uh-huh. It was called Without a Trace, and I'm sure many of you have heard reviews on that movie. It was rated as an excellent movie, and consequently, fortunately for my son who's seven, and myself and some other people that were over, it turned out quite well. The whole storyline was good. The guy, I forget who it was, who played the prime detective in the story, He was the main guy on the case. He saw it all the way through and eventually ended up being the key figure in terms of the little boy in the case. I don't want to really say too much about it because those of you who haven't seen it, I'll give some good parts away, but it is definitely an excellent movie. And I think I'm going to just go all out and give it a 10. So, anyhow, I don't think you'll be bored through this one. Anyhow, this is Dave Canoga Park saying, all you people who call up and just listen, why in the hell don't you call up and leave some comments or reviews, you turkeys? Bye.
You raise a child for 7 years. You nurse him and care for him. Comfort him when he's sick. Scold him when he's bad. Reward him when he's good. You laugh at his funny little jokes. You take pride in his accomplishments. Everything is normal until one day he disappears without a trace.
Without a Trace from 20th Century Fox, rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
That's right, Without a Trace, now playing on your local cable channel. And you can go see Without a Trace at any of the subscribed stations now posted. Yes, on TV, Select TV, Movie Channel, Movie Line. Yes, it's all there. And you can see it there, and I believe that when I first saw it, I was disappointed, first of all, because I saw it at a sneak preview, and I wasn't too impressed. However, I would have hoped for a little bit more. I thought it was a little long, but I can understand, Dave, from your point of view as a parent, in how much you appreciated that film, because I think any parent could relate to that and the emotions and feelings that were going on. It was a realistic film, and they did have a good payoff at the end of it, I got to admit. But I recommend concerned parents to watch Without a Trace. That will keep you in suspense and make you think a little bit, eh? And I believe when I first started the Movie Line, I gave it a 7 on a scale from 1 to 10. Now we have encoded the Movie Line scale from A to Z. That's right, and you'll be hearing that on upcoming features and reviews. And I think that that's a pretty good idea, don't you? Yeah.
This is Ray from North Hollywood. I called in last week in regards to a surf movie I saw, and I just heard about another one that looks really stupid. I hope you guys don't see it because it's degrading to the sport and degrading to people that do surf. It's called Surf 2, and I think it's one of the most stupidest things I've ever seen. I mean, who drinks oil? I mean, what does drinking oil have to do with surfing? And a bunch of stupid jerks like that. And that's about it, and keep up the good work. Thank you.
It's the craziest race.
Sahara World Rally.
May the best man win.
In the hottest place on Earth.
I want to see the thing race straight through hell.
And the man to beat.
I have to beat.
finish this race.
Is a woman.
How bloody marvelous.
Brooke Shields. Sahara.
It'll be a pleasure beating you in the race.
Not if I beat you first.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Hi, this is Allison. I'm calling from Canoga Park. And I just recently saw the movie Sahara with Brooke Shields in it. I didn't really like that movie too much. It kind of seemed like it was like for like modeling agency for Brooke Shields because, you know, it was very glamorous and everything. I thought it was pretty boring, and I wouldn't recommend it to anyone who doesn't like the desert because that's where the whole movie takes place. And on a scale of 1 to 10, I give this movie a big fat 0 because it really sucked and it was really boring and everything. Hi, Movieline people. This is Jerry Tarzana. And I was supposed to go see a movie tonight, and then I was going to come home and make a comment. But I went to go put my nephew to sleep, and I lied down so he'd think that I'm going to sleep too. He's a year old. And I actually fell asleep, and I just woke up, and it's 11:10. So, no movie, but you get a call anyway. Let's see you guys.
Oh, boy.
Bye, everybody. Have a nice week. And I'm going to vote for you guys somewhere in the Golden Gopher Awards.
Wow.
Bye.
I'm impressed. The Golden Gopher Awards, that's right. I would like to fill you in on a little secret. The Golden Gopher Awards are going to be hosted by none other than Mr. Obert Bobbert, the old bum from Canoga Park, and myself. That's right, Paul Mack, the movie maker. We will be there in full spring sesh. We will have our tuxedos on, and we will also be ready to read the answers. And of course, I mean with Bob, Ob, and myself, we're going to read them the way it's on the card. We're not going to answer observatory, movie line. No, never. No, we won't do that to you, Nino. But I want everybody to know that this is happening, and this is getting bigger and bigger every year. This is the second annual Golden Gopher Awards. And don't forget to call Telefun for additional information and get the P.O. Box quickly so you can vote and participate. And the number for information down there is area code 818-882-9524. Call Telefun. It's a great line. I love it. And we'll see you at the Golden Gopher Awards again. Wow.
How would you account for the proliferation these days of this obscene rock and roll music?
If you like it or not, this is it.
How did I get myself into this? Jump back.
Footloose, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Yeah, I'm interested in some information about drugs.
Okay. Any specific information?
No, this is the drug abuse and addiction place, isn't it?
What do you see people who abuse drugs, yeah.
All right, well, I've gotten into a little skag. I think I should get out of it. What would you suggest I do?
What was that again?
I got into some skag, some H, and I shot it up a couple times. I'm not feeling too good. What should I do?
Well, can I have someone call you back?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your number?
You want my number?
Yeah, where are you now?
I'm located just north of Trenton.
What's your number? What's your address?
The number is 394-50.
Can you tell me your address?
Yes, it's 118.
Is there anybody there with you now?
No, I'm here by myself.
Okay, well, what is your address? 18.
It's 118. Excuse me.
Hello? If you give me your address, I'll try to get someone there to help you.
118 Clearview.
Clearview?
Yeah.
In Trenton?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll.
What did I do?
We'll be getting back with you.
No. Hello?
He made you feel the beauty of love in an officer and a gentleman. Now, he makes you feel the fear of murder for love. From director Taylor Hackford comes a different kind of film. Against All Odds. Take a look at me now. Rachel Ward is the prize.
Can anyone love me without it being life or death to them?
Jeff Bridges is the pawn.
You've become everything I'm about, don't you understand that?
James Woods is the man who will even kill to get her back.
You ruined my life. I'm not going to lose you.
Sometimes, love is the most dangerous game of all. Is you coming back to me? Is it against all odds? It's the chance I've got to take. Against All Odds, screenplay by Eric Hughes, produced by Taylor Hackford and William S. Gilmore, directed by Taylor Hackford. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
Movie review, huh? Well, I have a review of a movie I saw, actually not saw, heard.
tickle, tickle.
A couple weeks ago.
This guy, aren't you? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
The movie was Scarface, and my review is it was great.
Silly you.
There was a little too much violence in there, a little too much swearing, perhaps, a little more than would be desired by some people.
Some people
had their little three-year-old kids and stuff, so that caused a problem. But other than that, it was a pretty good movie. I think Pacino played an excellent Cuban. Since he's Italian, diverse role for him to play, but I think he pulled it off pretty good. Anyway, what else do I have to say? Nothing else. That's it. That's for the movie review. And the movie line's great.
Thank you.
But Paul Mack.
Wait a minute. Now, just a minute here. I mean, who are you to say? Yeah, just a minute. Who were you anyway? You didn't even leave your name, but. Anyway, yeah, fine. I mean, there was a little inside joke going last week, gang. If you didn't call the input line, it was kind of a deal where Dennis DeCrepo, what do I have to tell you for?
Hey, this is Dana Sherman with the movie review of the week. This movie hasn't come out yet, but stay tuned. It's called The Bounty, starring Mel Gibson. I happened to catch a sneak preview of this, and let me tell you, Mel Gibson looks hot. The movie's good, but Mel Gibson is great. All you girls, be sure to wear thick lines. Just don't miss it because it's good.
Yeah, hello, this is Scott Chatsworth with my movie review of the new movie, Splash. It was good, with a good performance by all the major people. Especially John Candy, and the ever-present Vegas comedian, Shecky Green, who made an appearance. I'm sure everyone by now knows the storyline is good, well-written movie. There was really some good dialogue in there, and that's about it. I think you should go see it. If I were one of those funny-looking people on TV who rated movies on a scale of 1 to 10, I would probably give it about an 8.
Hello, this is the Galactic Hitchhiker calling from Sector ZZ9 Pearl Z Alpha. I recently saw Unfaithful Yours, and I found it a little slow-moving, laughs few or far between. All in all, that one rates a 5. Oh, and by the way, do not see the Egyptian. They have a horrible print there. Oh, and as to your trivia question, the film that was first made in black and white and then released in color, I think that one's The Man Who Knew Too Much. Anyway, gotta go now, so long, and don't forget your towels.
Meet Sergeant Major Zach Carey. He's dedicated to the Army, his loving wife, his only son, and his tank.
Why in the hell would anybody want a Sherman tank?
Because it's very hard to shoot yourself while you're cleaning it.
He believed in truth, justice, and the American way until a crooked small-town sheriff threw his son in jail for a crime he didn't commit.
It's my sad duty to report to you that your son was found guilty.
Now, Sergeant Major Zach Carey is forced to fight back in a way that's a little bit different.
He stole our damn tank!
You're crazy. You're gonna get us all killed.
Tank.
That sheriff tried to hurt my old man. I will blow him away.
The people are for it.
Some kid. Some old man.
The odds are against it.
Come out of that tank! Come out or I'll burn you out!
Tank.
I do believe I got you covered.
Tank. Starring James Garner from Universal Pictures. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Okay, Terms of Endearment. I mean, what was the picture we just did? Tank! Tank! It's coming out this Friday, gang, so go see it. I'm sorry, I get my reviews mixed up out here. Anyway, we're continuing the nominees for the 51st Academy Awards. Last week we did Best Picture, Actor, Actress, Supporting Actor, Supporting Actress, Director, Foreign Language Film, and Original Song. This week we're doing Original Screenplay, Screenplay Adaption, Cinematography, Original Score, Original Song, and Score Adaption, Score Art Direction, Costume Design, Documentary Feature, and Documentary Short Subject. Sort or short? I don't know, sorta. Anyway, starting with Best Original Screenplay, pictures nominated for that are Fanny and Alexander, Silkwood, Tender Mercies, and War Games. Pictures nominated for Best Screenplay Adaption are Betrayal, The Dresser, Educating Rita, Rubin, and Terms of Endearment. Pictures nominated for Best Cinematography are Fanny and Alexander, Flashdance, The Right Stuff, and War Games. Also Zelig. Like the way I threw that in there because I was making a mistake. Pictures nominated for Best Original Score are Cross Creek, Return of the Jedi, The Right Stuff, Terms of Endearment, and Under Fire. And pictures nominated for Best Original Song Score or Adaption Score are The Sting 2, Trading Places, and Yantle. Okay, pictures nominated for Best... Shut up back there. What is that? You can hear that guy laughing all the way from Burbank. Pictures nominated for Best Art Direction include Fanny and Alexander, Return of the Jedi, The Right Stuff, and Terms of Endearment. Also, Yentl. Pictures nominated for Best Costume Design include Cross Creek, Fanny and Alexander, Hard to Like a Wheel, The Return of Martin Guerrero, and Zelig. Best Documentary Feature includes Children of Darkness, First Contact, my God, it sounds like a disease, He Makes Me Feel Like Dancing, The Profession of Arms, War Series Film Number 3, and also Seeing Red. Pictures nominated for Best Documentary Short Subject include Flamingo at 5:15, In the Nuclear Shadow, What Can the Children Tell Us, Sewing Women, Spaces, The Architecture of Paul Rudolph, and You Are Free, Isner Zek Prednisniku. Okay? And that will do it for this week, folks. On the movie line, once again, nobody's won the Casio credit card calculator. So don't forget to call in next week. We've got some special guests. We've got Dave from Burbank, maybe. I don't know. And you'll never know. Also, we've got a special guest. We got Mr. Scott Goddard, who was originally with the Surf Punks and has sold over 10,000 records. We've got him down here. We're going to interview him. Once again, gang, call in this Friday and Saturday. Give us your answer. And the answer to the thing is, what's the picture that's out right now that was originally filmed in black and white and was transferred to color? Not the first.